Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with the angel of the airwaves, Victoria Keelan. Richie's no angel, so I'm not going to put him into that. She's here. She is called upon by me for assistance when I'm looking for a feisty point of view. I get to Victoria, and she... Almost all the time, she supplies me what I'm looking for. So that's her doing her job. All right, there's a new study, speaking of jobs and women, new study showing women do ask for raises. We were talking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. Women and the pay disparity that still is there.
Yeah.
There's a new study out today showing that women do ask for pay increases as often as men do. But, the big but there, they don't get them. Men get the raises, women do not, thanks to those pigs that run U.S. businesses. Good Lord, look at this. Study in the University of Wisconsin found no difference in the likelihood of asking between the two genders. Men ask, women ask. However, a lack of assertiveness in negotiations is cited as a potential reason why women might make less money than men. Really, that's kind of a sexist overview of this.
You know what, though? It's true. I mean, women, women really have to be trained and in a sense, taught how to negotiate. I remember the first job that I had, I think they were going to offer me, I don't know, like $35,000 or something like that. And it was my first job right out of college, and I was going to be an assistant. And my boyfriend at the time said, you go back there and you tell him that you can't start this job for less than $45,000. And I was shaking, and I said to the HR person, I said, well, I was really hoping for $45,000. And she goes, okay, done. And I couldn't even believe what I got. I got $10,000 more
just
because I asked. But it was just because I asked. And women, we are not taught that. And, and that's something that needs to change.
So how did the negotiations go when you were negotiating to get this job?
Still working on that.
It's a moving target.
Really? And who's moving, you or me? That's the
I got to tell you, I'm proud of Kara. Kara came to me and asked.
Yeah.
And she was
and then
not
you came to me and
about
asked.
It. And then I went to you and I said, hey,
yeah,
man,
right.
This is going to cost you more money.
Yeah.
Is this recent? Recently?
Fairly recently, yeah.
Like since I've been around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad because
wait a minute.
I've been talking.
Hold on just a second. Did you egg her on into this? Was that your fault?
I didn't egg her on. I helped her.
I'm going to start taking it out of your pay. That's all.
I imparted some of my wisdom and the things that I've learned the hard way. Yes, absolutely. Good for Kara, and I'm glad that
it
resonated with you,
wasn't...
Rich, that you remembered that. That's great.
No, she
Richie,
wasn't.
My negotiating
she
is easy. I just say no. Right? Richie comes to me and negotiates. Okay, Rich, that's fine. No. Next.
You should learn to negotiate in everything in life.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what you do. My wife is absolutely embarrassed every time we go buy something
because
I will not roll over and just say okay, thank you, and I will walk out of a store if I don't get what I feel is a good price. And you know what, all you really have to do as a salesperson is make the person on the other end feel like they got something. You don't have to absolutely give away the store, but make them feel like they got something, and you will close a sale.
So let's step up to the plate and bring this one step further, one step closer to who we really are. How about negotiating with your wife, not about what you're buying, but about your life? What about when you have a problem, when there is something that goes on that needs attention?
Negotiate everything.
And are you, I ask this rhetorically, I would ask it of both Victoria and Richie. This is one of the hardest lessons in my life, and I'm not at all there. I don't do well, and I go back to this business about the constellation theory, the work that I'm doing, and how it is that I don't negotiate or don't talk when there is a problem, which has caused me serious problems because I don't deal with the stuff when it's there. It festers, and therefore problems develop that aren't really problems because I was, as a child, breaking up fights all the time between my parents. And apparently there are other things that were going on around me that I never realized that I've become aware of now that have kept me from, it hasn't got to do with courage. If I go into, if I'm dealing with somebody in business or if I'm dealing with somebody having to do with, let's say, what I'm trying to do to save my farm. But when it comes to my personal relationships with a woman that I love, it is damn near or has been next to impossible for me to say, this is how I feel and I don't like this, or what do we do about fixing that? And if both of you are like that, then it creates a situation that brings you into a place where you can't go anywhere.
What is the reason that you're learning is behind you not being able to express yourself? Because, I mean, you express yourself for a living. So it is interesting because that you would have that breakdown in communication in interpersonal relations.
Because I feel like I'll be abandoned.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. You're afraid of a negative outcome and that there isn't enough trust there on your part, I guess, right? Well, you're not trusting enough that the other person isn't going to stand there and go, okay, I hear what you're saying and we're going to work through it.
Isn't going to leave.
Right.
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing that you're, I mean, I give you credit all the time for, I love calling you New Age Doug, but like you, it is amazing that you are taking this whole new journey to figure out your past now where you are in your life. It's really admirable.
He's been doing it his whole life. He's just never figured out.
He's not a curious
this,
soul.
Not this poignantly, because it got to a point where everything stopped. And so what do you do?
Yeah.
Do you continue in the same pattern that you were in? Or and just
you know, it's
vegetate,
funny,
or do you do something?
Right. You're smart enough, first of all, to know that you were stuck in a pattern. And a lot of people don't even realize that. They're in a riptide of life, and they just don't. They just keep swimming harder and harder against it.
But
they can't get out of it.
He didn't realize that until he was... I meet you when you're 40, whatever, 47-ish.
You've known me. I was 48 probably when you met me. Yeah. Yep.
And all through his 50s, it was still kind of, I know, I know, I know, even though there was a big change in him as far as...
Well, the change when I was in my 50s and that relationship was brought about by the child. It had nothing to do with a woman. It had to do with a child that was a part of the relationship.
Well, I'm talking about where you kind of looked at, okay, what's going on with me?
Yeah.
And that kind of started in your late 50s.
Yeah. Well, it was going on because I was getting what I wasn't smart enough to realize is that I was doing the same sorts of things, but I didn't care. Now I care. There's a difference.
Right.
If you don't care, then, you know, okay, so everybody can point all this stuff out and yeah, you can learn and do all this stuff. But until you care about it for yourself and perhaps the other person that's on the other side, then you hope it's not too late, or you hope, and if it is, then you use it, I suppose, as you move on. But it is very difficult to work through. Everybody is going to have a problem. Everybody has problems. Everybody needs to look at himself or herself in the mirror. And so in this circumstance, I was tired of feeling like there was no place for me to go because I wasn't holding up perhaps my end. Neither of us were holding up our end of the bargain, if you will. And it becomes a pattern. And I think whether it, you know, it turns out in the end to work in this particular circumstance, it's worth it to try, but you've got to come to that realization. You have to, you know what it is that you are afraid of.
Right.
And that's really what this stuff brings to the surface.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Victoria Bullis, our resident psychic on Tuesday, was talking about the thing that you're most afraid of is what you're most going to attract. So if you're most afraid of abandonment, you're going to attract abandonment over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And so it really says a lot to embrace the fear and know that if you're going to dive into this and you're really going to figure out, like, you know, guts and all, how you're made up. And then at the end of it, if it doesn't result in the relationship staying together, you've still walked away with a treasure trove of information that's going to help you on your next journey with the next person. Because it's, you know, your life isn't going to end. No one's life ends if a relationship doesn't work out. You take what you can from it and you move on, and then you hopefully apply all those things to the next cycle of life.
Yep. All right. There's a fellow in Kansas who robbed a bank, and I'm going to tell you why he robbed the bank. You'll get a chuckle out of it. I'll tell you that in just a moment here. Right now, though, I want to spend some time going over an experience that I've had. I have found myself getting a lot of invitations to have new credit cards. Have you looked? Have you seen? Are you experienced getting in the mail from American Express and Citibank?
Yeah.
You name it. So I decided to look at the various things that are different about some of these cards, like the APR, what the annual fee is, what kind of rewards you can get. And then you get this thick envelope from American Express. And among the things in there is the agreement. There's research from creditcards.com found that 46% of cardholders never or hardly ever read the agreement. Unreadable contracts and ununderstandable contracts. And so now the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to simplify that, is saying to the credit card companies, you better make this simpler, easier to understand, or we're going to get you.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your daughter developing faster than the rest of her same age friends. Could be a problem.
They're getting bigger.
Here's the developmental science of it.
They're getting bigger.
Not so long ago, a single parent dad called about his teenage daughter. She towers over her classmates and is much more physically developed. As a result, her little friends are rejecting her.
I hate that girl.
Early physically advancing boys, they grow more popular, but physically advanced girls tend to be rejected by other girls. What's the cheap psychological trick? Education about puberty and her development is required. Assurances that once her friends catch up with her, their animosity will go away. But dad, wake up call. Educate your daughter about boys. They will be swarming like flies.
Danger, Will Robinson.
You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, Inspiro is an imagination stimulator and idea generator. For $3, this is not a big seller, but users really love it. Very creative. Inspiro.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic silver medalist reached a Grand Slam semifinal every year from 1985 to 1995. Her 1990 U.S. Open win is the first Grand Slam title for Argentina.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 1990 U.S. Open women's champion, Gabriela Sabatini.
So where is Gabriela Sabatini now? Well, Gabby lives in Buenos Aires, where she keeps herself busy investing in real estate. She has her own line of perfumes, which has grown to an astounding 16 fragrances. Gabby's guarded about her personal life, although it sounds like she gave Jon Stewart a shot on national television.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No?
What, you want to go out?
Sounds like a winning match for Gabriela Sabatini. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the source of creativity? The violin.
Albert Einstein said that some of his best discoveries came while playing his violin, according to Maria Popova at brainpickings.org.
Great ideas are actually combinations of ideas. They form from your knowledge, experiences, and insights.
You mix them together, remix and reshape them. Eventually, a big idea is born.
But much of the work is done by your subconscious mind. That's where the violin comes in.
When you broaden your experiences and knowledge, you'll come up with better ideas faster.
Of course, you don't have to play the violin, but the more creative your hobby, the more it helps your career and leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love.
To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, 46 past the hour. So here's this guy in Kansas who robbed a bank last Friday in order to go to jail to get away from his wife. Lawrence John Ripple told his wife following a fight on Friday night that he'd rather be in jail than be with her at home.
Nice.
So he wrote a note stating that he had a gun and wanted money. He went to a bank in Kansas City and handed it to the teller. Teller gave him $3,000. Instead of making a getaway from the bank, he took a seat in the lobby and waited for the security guard to call the police. He was then taken into custody. He gave the money back to the teller, and he spent the night in jail. He said that he was fighting with his wife, and he was sick of it. And so he decided to spend the night in the Wyandotte County Detention Center. According to the center website, spokesperson for the sheriff said he was moved to a federal facility in Leavenworth after that.
He couldn't just go to a Motel 6?
Didn't have the money.
It's all
free.
Efforts to reach his wife have been unsuccessful so far.
Are you kidding? She's in Aruba.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, television time. Let's get to the TV report, please. We have 57 channels. First, with the late night monologue from Jimmy Fallon last night, here he is joking about the new version of the iPhone. Someplace he's there.
Some big tech news. Apple unveiled the iPhone 7 today, and the big story is that it doesn't have a headphone jack. Instead, it has wireless earbuds called AirPods. So instead of spending 7 minutes untangling your headphones, you're going to have to figure out another way to avoid working out.
All right. You know what I came across the other night? I was watching, as I was flipping around through the channels, and I cut to that Dan Rather interview show on Access TV in which he talks to old rockers. And I found his approach to not be as clinical as most of his interviews are. I mean, he looked a little long on the tooth, but so do some of these old rockers. I found it to be quite interesting. I watched a couple of them, but
I wanted
me
to
around.
See that. I don't have that Access cable network.
Really?
That's the Mark Cuban one. Yeah,
yeah,
we don't have it
right.
From RCN.
Yeah. Hey, well, Cuban is now, I don't know what he's trying to do. He's got a lot of money, so he's trying to spend it and have fun himself. This is something he obviously wants to do because he's all over it.
Yeah.
He's doing hosting some of the concerts and stuff like that. But they do a lot of rock and music history, which obviously is close to his heart. So, anyway, it's something to check out. Access TV, all the other television items of interest and import as well. 50 minutes past the hour.